Hello, my name is Beverly. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I'm trying to find out when they're going to start. What's the mechanism for getting vaccines to people in these long-term care facilities?
Okay, I do have two websites that may provide that information for you.
Okay. Well, I've been going through every website I can for the last hour and a half, and I guess can't find any details about it. I mean, they talk all about it, those long-term care, but they don't tell you how to get signed up and how to communicate with anybody.
Okay. So, did you try CDC.gov?
I've looked at a lot of CDC. I've looked at several CDC websites.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you that there's a special pharmaceutical arrangement through CVS and Walgreens it's a separately administered type program to go out to these long-term care facilities.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you need the number in order to pre-register to get them signed up for the vaccination, and I do have that number for you.
All right. Now, okay. Wait a minute, that's pre-registered to the regular website, to the regular sites where they give the vaccinations?
Yes, yes.
Now, see, this is a different program. This is one where the CVS or Walgreens comes out to the facility and gives shots to that facility.
Okay.
And I have a handicapped son in it, and they tell me, well, they just haven't heard anything yet. So, who at the state of Alabama coordinates this special drug chain? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
I got in touch with a local information officer in Mobile, and he said he really couldn't give me an answer. He said, "Well, I think there's drugstores doing that." He said, let me see if I can get somebody to call you back. Well, that's 2 days ago. I mean, the health departments don't even know anything about this program, the details. I don't know who does.
Right, because I haven't heard anything about it either. The number that I have is for the whole state of Alabama to call.
Right, people trying to get the vaccination shots where they're going to hold these.
Right.
This is totally different.
Yeah, and I haven't heard anything.
I'm frustrated that the state of Alabama or anybody else, or the state or the county, Mobile, they don't have any information on this.
Right. Well, I can give you a number to the CDC if you want to file a complaint, or, you know, maybe that can help you and give you some answers.
Give me that,
Okay, so this is a number to the CDC.
Yeah,
that
okay.
Number is 800-232. 4636.
Okay, well, I'll do that, but I don't know who. I mean, I know you're operating the phone line and you got a lot of information and trying to help best you can.
Yes.
I can't figure out. I see now though why it's a problem because the information number I call for Mobile County and for the state, they don't know anything about this stuff.
Right.
That's a problem. I mean, these people all locked up. They can't go out. They don't
exactly. Yes, exactly.
And so anyway, well, look, thank you. You've been very nice and courteous, and I'll call that
number. Okay, yes, sir. You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I hope you enjoy your day and stay safe.